beauty without, and grace within. The word Rebecca in the Hebrew language means fettering by beauty, or tying up. She was so beautiful that she would fetter a man's heart and would tie up someone's affections. Another meaning for the word is noose. A noose that without the inward beauty of spirit to accompany such beauty would be a noose that would hang a man on the scaffold of matrimony. That is the basic thought of her name. There is no doubt that Rebecca was a beautiful young lady according to the manners and customs of that day. Eliezer, looking for a bride for his master's son, certainly was not going to take home a homely, unattractive young woman. Beauty, attractiveness, and health would naturally be on his list of his prerequisites. However, beautiful young women are usually very vain, selfish, and quite conscious of their beauty. Such a maiden would fail this exam on the first request. Eliezer was a total stranger to all present at the well. He was a man well past his youth, and evidently head of the small caravan of camels parked there by the well. Eliezer intended to give no human help to encourage her to give the right answer. He planned to make it as difficult as possible, so that he might be sure that God would confirm the choice he made. Eliezer, a dusty, weary, and unkempt camel driver, approaches this beautiful damsel with no polite greeting at all, and no other salutation than, "Will you let down your pitcher and give me a drink of water, I pray you?" The normal reaction of a beautiful girl to such a request from such a sorry-looking stranger at best would be to turn away and withdraw herself in haughty disdain from him. All the time, she would be thinking, if not saying, "How dare you? Who do you think you are? I don't talk to strangers. The well is here. Draw your own water if you are thirsty." And high would go her aquiline nose, and that would be the end of the encounter. The right bride for Isaac must be beautiful, but also unpretentious, and definitely courteous to strangers. A combination not usually found amongst exceptionally beautiful maidens. Added to that, she had to possess a spontaneous and selfless pool of kindness in her heart. Eliezer, with much apprehension, began his task of examination and asked, "Ma'am, let down your pitcher and give me a drink." And without hesitation, Rebecca responds, "Yes, sir, I will be glad to." And without more ado, she lowers a pitcher of water from her head and gives it to him to drink. While he is drinking, she looks at the thirsty caravan and kindly volunteers, "Sir, I will give your camels and their drivers to drink also. They must be thirsty after your journey in the desert in this heat." For a young girl, that was a spontaneous offer of kindness on her part that required plain, hard work. It was a remarkable proposal that manifested humility, selflessness, and willingness. A willingness to serve that goes beyond the normal reaction in such a situation. She offered her services to the camels, the beasts of burden that belonged to a stranger. Definitely, that was the work of a servant. She made herself, without a murmur, to be a servant to animals. Did not the Son of the Most High, the longed-for Isaac of the church, do the same for his bride? Did he not take a towel and gird himself and do the work of a menial slave of the house? Such selflessness is a kind of beauty that God is looking to find in his bride. A beauty that springs out of the heart in lowliness, kindness, and thoughtfulness, that manifests itself without being entreated. One with the attitude in life that says, I have eyes to see when and where there is a need, and I will go help and fill that need if I can. With that one request, Eliezer searched out the hidden depths of Rebecca's heart and nature. God, he had prayed, let the one you have chosen answer me just that way. And Rebecca not only answered in those same words, but then proceeded to go ahead and take on the onerous task without complaint or asking for remuneration, just an act of thoughtful benevolence. Rebecca proved herself to be healthy and strong, having no sloth in her. Thirsty camels, right off the desert track, require a lot of water, and that means hard work. Eliezer was not looking for a self-made weakling. The prophet Joel writes in chapter 3 and verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. She was healthy, strong, and not afraid of work or of getting herself tired or sweaty. She was not afraid of marring her makeup, nor did she try to impress the stranger with her beauty. She was ready to run and draw water for those 10 camels, no matter how many gallons they could drink. One of the hardest things to find is the service of hard work that comes out of a Christian's own initiative.